A well-known leader in our community is retiring. Rocco Ferraro has been the executive director of the Capital District Regional Planning Commission since 2003 and will retire after spending 3 decades with the organization. We spoke about his career and his decision to retire.
Well, it's all about community and understanding what your community is all about and planning for the future. It's important we have an understanding of where we are today in order to know where we may want to go tomorrow. And we have to keep in mind that we're not the last generation that's going to be on Earth, that there's going to be future generations here, and be at the neighborhood level, the community level, the state level, the national level, international level, we have to recognize what our future needs are going to be and how can we best plan for them in a sustainable manner. And I've always been intrigued by, and the opportunity to understand the relationship between how our community plans and the quality of life for the residents of that particular community.
So in the past 30 years that you were with the Capital District Regional Planning Commission, how has this area changed in your eyes? What has it shifted to?
Well, it's a continuum. When you talk about planning, it's usually an evolutionary process, and that's another thing I've enjoyed about the profession. Things occur over time, and as a result, sometimes you don't see immediately the results of the action, but over time, you see the benefits or the problems that may occur because of decisions that have been made. When we first moved to the capital region, for example, they had strong dependency in terms of the government sector, and there was the decline that was beginning to occur in a manufacturing community, because the city of Albany is clearly defined as a government center, whereas Schenectady is more defined related to GE, Troy, the Collar City, Saratoga Springs, the tourist area. So you have a lot of diversity right here within the capital region. So moving forward, how do we break away from the total dependency on state government, on government sector, and have our economy become more diversified, especially at the declines that were beginning to occur relative to the activities associated with the manufacturing sector? And so we moved into the high-tech sector in terms of promoting Tech Valley and issues associated with the capital region, and then also understanding the assets that this region also had in terms of going back to the quality of life that the region had to offer. It had good diversity in terms of offerings to the residents in the capital region, everything from the urban centers to suburban communities to the rural areas, and building upon those assets, improving our water quality, the Hudson River and the Mohawk River, making them to become assets to the community, attractions that people would be interested in being near and take advantage of, and improving the quality of life that we have to offer here.
How do you think the introduction of the casino in Schenectady and casinos in New York is going to affect the region?
That's an interesting question. I really don't know. One of the positive aspects of that, if you will, is that the baby boom population is aging out, that they're going to retirement years. So there will be more people like myself who will have more time. So that may give them an opportunity to spend money at the casinos for those that may be inclined to do that. But I don't see that being a magic bullet in terms of solving the problems. And in fact, we have to be very careful because there are very vulnerable populations that will go to the gambling hall in anticipation, or the casinos, excuse me, to the casinos in anticipation of making the big win. And the reality is the chance of that happening is the chance it's going to be 60 degrees today, not quite there. It's one of those deals that there's a risk involved. It certainly is going to, I think it's going to have a positive aspect in terms of within the city of Schenectady and the Mohawk River waterfront. We had a waterfront there that was challenged for any number of reasons, and there's investment taking place now, a public-private partnership that's occurring there that's going to have a very positive aspect in the community there, as well along the waterfront area, as well as a larger part of the city. But we have to be cautious in terms of the impacts that gambling may have on the consumer themselves.
I want to know your retirement plans, because you're still really active. You're on the Clifton Park Planning Board, and you're still very much involved in the region. So you'll be retiring from the Planning Commission, but how are you going to stay involved?
Well, I'm planning to continue to be an adjunct professor in the Department of Planning, Department of Geography and Planning at UAlbany, and as well as you pointed out, continuing my role as a member of the Planning Board in Clifton Park. The chair is an annual appointment, so that's at the town to decide that, but certainly I will continue, I would like to continue to be engaged in those types of activities, as well as, you know, I'm very interested in affordable housing issues and continue to participate in those types of forums and opportunities as well. So I've always been a someone who's been involved in the community since I was in college, and I continue to do that as I move on through my retirement years.